Well, as the years go by, we get more and more perspective on the presidency of Ronald Reagan. I mean, for example, people who were in his administration began writing books like crazy, telling everything they knew, and people, you know, have started to feel free to tell us what they saw and they heard, especially behind the scenes. It's kind of interesting to learn about the late president's style of leadership. One of his close associates told about some of the major decisions that President Reagan had to make and how he approached them. He said, when the decision was particularly tough, President Reagan would ask a question. Now, don't laugh. This is serious. What would John Wayne do? That's right. Now, we can laugh and say, oh, come on, what would John Wayne do? Well, whether or not you agree with all of President Reagan's decisions, I think we have to agree he had some good ones along the way that helped part of our economy and help resolve some very difficult international conflicts, like Mr. Gorbachev, tear down that wall, change the world. Now, I don't know how much the John Wayne question contributed to the process, but President Reagan was on the track of the right kind of question anyway, not just for his decisions, but for the ones you're facing right now. I'm Ron Hutchcraft. I want to have a word with you today about the question that settles the questions. Our word for today from the Word of God, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21. To this you were called. Wow. Okay. I guess. Here's your destiny. This is an important verse. To this you were called, because Christ suffered for you, leaving you an example that you should follow in his steps. Actually, that word example in the original Greek in the New Testament, it's the word for the copyhead that was on the top of a school child's slate when he was learning to do the alphabet. So like you make an A like the A you see at the top of the copyhead. You make your B like the B at the top. And they'll come out just right. Well, this passage was written to some slaves with harsh masters. Now, how should they respond? This is an unfair, painful situation they're in. Basically, Peter says, do what Jesus would do. Copy him. He gave you an example. Now follow in his steps, which suggests the question that settles so many of life's questions. Not what would John Wayne do, with all respects to Ronald Reagan, but what would Jesus do? Charles Sheldon wrote one of the great classics of Christian fiction years ago. It's called In His Steps, and it was based on this verse. It was about a community that was transformed because the people in one church made their bottom line that question, what would Jesus do? And the publisher of the newspaper said, okay, what would Jesus do in a newspaper? And a wealthy lady said, well, what would Jesus do about the poor in this town? And the pastor said, what would Jesus preach about? And an ambitious musician said, what would Jesus do? And it changed everything. It literally is your destiny to live by that simple question. What would Jesus do? Put Jesus into the choices you're facing now. What would Jesus do in that business transaction you're in the middle of? How would he respond to that difficult person? How would he respond to that stressful situation? What would Jesus do if he knew about the wrong thing that's going on, the one that you know about? What would he do about that need that you could do something about? What would he do about the poor people in your community? What would he do about the lost people you know? What would Jesus do? Start to pray that way. I think a lot of the fog in your decisions will start to clear. It'll greatly simplify what could otherwise be a confusing decision. And then, risk it. Have the courage to do what Jesus would do. What would John Wayne do? Well, that's a shaky basis for a decision. But what would Jesus do? Oh, if that's your bottom line all day, every day, you won't go wrong.
Thanks, Ron. Hey, friend, discover the power of your hope story. When we get to the finish line of our lives, we want to say, I made a difference. You can. Many lives can be touched by your life forever. That's where your story comes in. Check out the free online video series, Your Hope Story, hosted by Doug and Ron Hutchcraft, now available at yourhopestory.com. Thank you so much for listening to A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. God bless you.